I probably rehearsed this in my head 1,000 times, but never did this. And I'll probably cry. Now I have one. I started coming here about a week after Troy and Olivia's dad left me. And I came for all the wrong reasons. I was real prideful, and I was going to show the Robinson family that I was going to raise these babies in the church. And I called Christine. She goes, you know, we've been praying for you over there. I'm like, yeah, yeah, whatever. I'm just coming to church. You know, it was a personal agenda, you know, for me to come to church and show another family what I was going to do. I was going to be a good person. And I started hearing... First, let me just say the reception I got was everybody already knew who I was because of Christine. And I was like, whoa, you know, everybody was in my space, you know. I was like, okay, everybody was really friendly, and it was just a little overwhelming. And anyway, I started hearing the preaching, and it was like nothing I had ever heard. I was raised a Catholic. So I was like, oh, I had the Pope, you know, I'm good, you know. And now they're bringing him back to life. But I thought, you know, what is this that, you know, I'm hearing? And I used to sit in this row with Miss Judy and Christine, and about 3 weeks into coming to this church, I was just like, what is going on, you know? And I'd be staring out the window doing like this, and I just was so crushed every time I left here. And I was like, what, you know? And I would just, we were in the book of Acts, I remember that, and a lot of people would say, oh, we're going to the book of Acts again. I'm like, this is great stuff, you know. And I just remember an invitation on December 3rd 2003, and it was like I had already knew I needed to get up. But it was like, if you've ever been, you know, all these sins that were brought up, and it was like, who told this man about me? And I just, you know, how does he know I did A, B, C, and D, you know? And it was like the only time I had ever heard that. It was like, now or never, I got to get up. And I remember Miss Judy following me into the library and said, I just want to make you sure, you know, that you're sure of what you're doing. And wanted to show me scripture. And I said, oh, I'm sure. All I know is I don't deserve this. And she says, that's the beauty of it. None of us do. And I just felt like I just wasted 40 some odd years of my life. And then now as I look back, though, I just thank God for putting me through all those hardships and abusive relationships and trials and things I paid for dearly and the mistakes I made. Because I use those now for God's glory and raising up my kids, because I can protect them now in this world. Because I have, not that I want to be worldly, but I know the world so well, and I know what they're up against, and I can arm them with God's word and what's coming their way. And I just, you know, sometimes it just takes a little longer for us to get it, but I'm glad God saved me. And I'm growing all the time, and I clean up better. I remember Dawn saying, oh, that chick's never getting saved. No. People are like, oh, she's afraid of me. So I'm not so rough around the edges anymore. I'm growing, and I praise God for each trial we go through now, and I enjoy those trials, and I try to learn from them. And it's just, it's a different mindset, and you just kind of, like, you know, you look, it's like as things are going smooth, they're not going to stay smooth. But I just thank God for this church and godly women around me, and I just praise God for all of you. Thanks.
Thank you.